Hi, this is Mella, and you're listening to Love Mella the Podcast. My God, bago mo nakita yung chat ko isang buwan.
Sorry na, natabunan
okay
siya.
Okay lang.
So ayun, yung parang apps lang kasi na iniwan ko sa phone ko was YouTube and Twitter. Actually, halos lahat wala. Pati yung mga, calculator, muntik ko na delete.
Bakit? Pati ba yung calculator toxic?
Well, social media detox.
Sabagay.
Parang hindi ko makagate yung grade ko nung final.
Tsaka yung mga gastos.
Oo.
How are you?
I just graduated. I'm waiting for graduation.
Oh,
I'm
my
so
God,
happy.
Yay!
Oh my God. I can't believe na I'm unemployed.
Ano ulit pinaka-graduate mo? MFI ba?
Yeah, MFI finance.
MFI only or nag-double degree ka?
Nag-single ako after ko mag-LOA.
Ay, ilang terms ka nag-LOA?
2.
Ah, okay.
Tapos nung, di ba, pagbalik ko, iniisip ko kung mag-e-ECOFIN pa rin ako or liacom. Pero iniisip ko, shit, baka mas matagal na ako. Oh my God, nagmumura ako. Sorry sa podcast.
Hindi, pwede. Okay lang. Nagmumura ako dito minsan.
Okay. So, ayun, parang, gusto ko nag-graduate. Sige. I drop my other degree na lang para single degree para makagraduate agad.
Uh-oh.
And most of the time na I was taking my majors, ayun, pandemic.
Ito, kamusta pala online class? Can you describe to me? Because I can only imagine.
So, yung first term na we shifted to online classes was like last year, March 2020. Diba?
My God,
So, yung setting, parang, even before the suspension, actually, nag-online na kami since, diba, before, a month before yung COVID was yung, ano tag na doon? Yung sa Taal?
Yeah, January.
So, like, the school was preparing na mag-online na para...
Ay, ganun?
Less exposure, So, like, when classes got canceled na because of COVID, ayun, lahat nag-shift na to Canvas, to Google Meet.
Canvas. Naabutan ko yung Canvas.
That's actually, okay naman yung online classes. Eh. Like, nagka 4.0 term nga ako din.
Yes.
Pero dude, but like, wala akong natutunan masyado. Kasi diba parang online? Yeah. May mga times na i-on ko lang laptop ko. Lalo na yung mga class na 7:30, ganun.
I-on ko.
Makakatulog ako, magigising ako, tapos na yung class. Ako na lang yung naiwan dun sa room, sa Google Meet. Hindi man lang pinatay ng prof.
My God. Ano subject ta, Chaz?
Anong subject na ba? Yung elective lang siya.
Okay.
CFA review, buti na lang. Buti lang mabait yung prof.
Okay. Ilang terms ka nag-online class? Kasi alam ko pag-graduate ka na, di ba?
Yeah, like one year. One full year.
3 terms. Okay.
Yeah. So like pati yung thesis online, OJT online.
Oh my God, OJT online? Paano yun?
Ano ba? Like yung OJT ko kasi was with a bank.
Anong bank? Sa'yo?
Okay. Ano ba? Nag-apply ako sa... Oh my God, ang hassle. Ang hassle ng process nila. Bakit gano'n?
Talaga. Anong hiningi sa'yo? Marami. Super haba ng process.
Mag-exam daw on-site. Kaya hindi na namin tinuloy.
Okay.
Kasi yun. Tapos yung last term ko, basically, was like 2 subjects lang. Thesis, yung defense, at saka yung second internship ko. Since yung MFI, di ba, may dalawang internship siya.
Mm-hmm.
So like, alam mo ba, that term was like, March to June.
Yeah.
April pa lang, nag-interview na ako for full-time
God.
Jobs. Nag-apply na ako.
Nakwento ko
sa inyo yung nangyari. Like, I interviewed for this one company, FMCG company. Tapos in-interview ako, like, how did you know about our company? What products of the company do you know? Hindi ko nababagitin ko anong company kasi nakakahiya.
Okay, go lang.
Tapos ang sinagot ko, product ng competitor company.
Oh my God, anong nangyari after?
Tapos parang sabi nung hiring manager niya, based pa siya sa Singapore. Tapos medyo na-intimidate siguro ako dahil sa English niya. Kasi like, after yung interview, hinanap ko siya sa LinkedIn. Tapos okay, graduate pala siya ng Canada.
Oh my
God. She's been with the company for like 14 years na. Tapos nagulat ako kasi like, diba usually pag mga first interview, mga recruiter, HR ganun lang. Mm-hmm. Yung first interview was with the HR director ng Asia Pacific. So medyo na-intimidate ako. Tapos ayun, nagkalat ako. ako, like, nung pagkasabi ko yun, yung sinugot ko, sabi niya, actually, that's not our product. That's our competitors.
Oh, my God. The whole duration. Mo na, ikakat ko na lang. Oh my God!
Eh, diba? Eh, diba ang hirap nung... Na-try mo ba ng exam?
Ang hirap, man. Hindi ako... Oo. Nag-exam ako doon for employment.
Hirap na ako doon sa ang hirap. Exam. Tapos nagulat yes. ako, nakapasa ako. Tapos nung interview, mas mahirap pala. Tapos nagkalat pa ako. As in, ramdam ko na... Nasa Baguio ako eh. Ramdam ko na nagpapawisan ako noon.
Kahit malamig.
O, tapos parang, alam mo yun, yung parang nabibilokan ka na. Kasi hiyang-hiya ka na, gusto mo na lamunin ka ng lupa.
Totoo. Oh my God. Ano
nangyari sa akin?
My God. So, saan ka nag-OGT? Ah, nga pala. Ako nasabi mo kanina. Anong pinaka-ginagawa mo dun?
Ano pong ginagawa ko dun? Like, mga C-level reports. Like, actually, yung time ko, kasi parang ako lang yung intern na nakuha nung company.
Oh, nice.
So, ay, napunta ako sa corporate planning. So, I was making reports, industry reports on real estate, SMEs, benchmarking ng different banks in the Philippines. Kasama na yung bank mo.
Okay.
Lalo mo nung time, nagtatanong-tanong ako kung paano ilipat yung mga financial statement from...
tinanong mo. From PDF to ano?
To Word Excel file. Word or Excel file. Eh, hirap na hirap ako.
Uh-oh.
So, like, manual ko siya ginagawa.
Oh. Ganun kami lagi per company. Sinespread namin. We yung call it spreads. Oo. Tapos, ang ginagawa...
Per company.
Mm-mm.
Tapos, ilang years na yun? 3 years, quarterly. Ilang banko yun? Mga 15.
My God. Hirap.
So, like, akala ko, okay, kaya tinong mga 1 week. Dude, tapos na ako sa internship ko, hindi ko pa na-turn over yung kailangan. Nakompleto ko na yung 200 hours, hindi ko pa natatapos.
So, ano nangyari? So,
ayun, may utang ako kasi dumpit ko like mga 2 weeks after.
Okay. At least natapos.
Tapos ano pa ba? After ko magtanong-tanong sa'yo, tapos sa mga iba pa, kung paano, easier way, transfer. May nahanap ako online, yung mga OCR, yung optical, something-something, ganun.
Mm-hmm.
Nag-generate naman. Tapos nung binabalikan ko, mali-mali pala yung mga values. So, instead na napadali buhay ko, doble-doble yung ginagawa ko.
Doble-doble pa, yan.
Oo. Yung i-check ulit kung tama ba, sana tinipe ko na lang, diba?
Mm-mm.
Oh my God.
Minsan talaga, don't trust Google.
Oo.
Hindi minsan. Minsan. Kasi most of the time, tama naman siya.
Hmm. May tanong ako, di ba like, nung pagka-graduate mo, nag-apply ka ba agad ng employment noon?
Like, before ako mag-graduate, nag-apply na ako. Like, natapos kasi OJT ko.
Middle of the term.
Oo, middle. Kasi 200 hours lang eh. Mga...
Ayun, OJT mo, OJT term mo, OJT lang talaga, di ba?
OJT lang talaga. Kaya super, super... chill for me. Kasi, ang bait naman ng mga tao dun sa company. Sila yung mga kasama ko ngayon. Dun ako nag-OJT kung saan ako nag-work ngayon.
Same tas, department?
Credit evaluation department. Okay. Yeah. We assess the creditworthiness of companies. Yes.
Companies lang or pati mga
companies. Individuals, no. Tapos, ito yan. Nag-apply ako ng work mga November 2019 pa lang. Kasi natapos yung OJT ko October eh. October 23, mga ganun. October 24, ganun. Tapos,
the term was until December pa, di ba?
Yes. So, nag-apply ako sa LinkedIn, sa Indeed, ganun. Tapos, actually, I applied for also. Tapos, last resort ko actually yung tapos, actually, I was supposed to, sa to sign a contract na. Kaso, nag-text bigla yung na blah, 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 blah. Parang ini-invite ako for an interview. And then, my mom said, why not try lang? Kasi baka mamaya mas mataas yung pay, ganyan. So, I tried. Tapos, okay naman. Kinumpare ko yung offers niya. And ng I went for kasi mas mataas ng 1K. That's 1K, dude. Tapos, mas mataas ng isang month. Kasi hanggang 16th month kami. Sa hanggang 15th.
Oh my God.
Yes.
So, nag-apply na ako dyan.
Maraming bonus, maganda yung benefits. Ay, go.
Kailan ka nag-start? Like January, the
January
next month?
January 2020. Oh. Man, magto 2 years na ako sa January. I can't believe it. Grabe.
Kaka 2 years mo lang nung January. Ay, kaka 1 year mo lang nung January.
Oo, pero ang lapit
na. Kailan mo na agad yung second year.
Ang bilis. Grabe. Ang bilis. Anyway, enough with the career talk. Basta suffocate ako. Chos!
Actually, I'll be starting na rin next month.
Saan company? Oh, anong maganda benefits? Maganda
Oo, okay
pay
lang.
and stuff?
Yeah, okay naman. Medyo mataas din naman siya for entry level. Tapos
Mm-mm.
ano ba, yung job title na nakuha ko, Data Operations Professional. Eh, putang ina, ginugoogle ko nga kung paano maglagay ng
Stata.
border sa Excel.
Paano mag-stata?
Excel!
Ah, Excel.
Oo, how to put borders and tables in. Tapos
Oh my...
Data Operations Professional yung title ko.
So, basically, what are you gonna do for the company?
Power BI, Cognos.
My God, sobrang alien sa vocabulary ko niya.
Alam mo, balik, a day before the interview, binalikan ko yung email ng recruiter. Tapos binasa, attachment pala doon. Doon pala yung job description. Tapos nabasa ko, preferably graduates of computer science or IT. So like, inisip-isip ko na, oh my God, mag-withdraw na ba ako? Kasi neither. Tapos during
yes.
the interview, tapos ayun, parang, okay, sige, bahala na. Baka, para experience, para more experience on the interviews, ganun, para sa susunod na interviews, parang masanay na ako on how the flow is, what questions are you usually asked. So, yun, parang inataldan ko pa rin. Tapos ayun, parang chill-chill din naman yung interview. So, like, towards the end, diba, parang magtatanong sila, do you have any questions for us?
Mm-mm.
Tapos ako parang tinanong ko na, I read in the job description that the role actually requires graduates from computer science or IT.
Mm-mm. Ayun, surprising
and,
kasi tinanggap ka. Kahit hindi ka
kung diba? Tapos parang sabi ko na the role actually also requires skills in Cognos, Power BI, and I don't think that I do fit for the role.
Mm-hmm.
And I would like to ask, would I be at a disadvantage being a finance major with only experience using Stata, R, and Tableau? Parang ganun-ganun.
Yeah.
As parang sabi naman na, no worries since we would be providing training for our new hires. So parang, oh, okay naman pala siya na kahit bobo ako sa kahit X. may growth naman pala. So, okay.
Yeah.
Kasi after the interview, hindi ko na inaasahan na may feedback, may positive feedback. Akala ko parang mag-i-email na lang sila na unfortunately,
uh-oh,
we have decided not to push forward with your application.
Mm-mm.
Tapos nagulat ako, okay.
Okay lang pala. Nice. Uh-oh. Love that for you. Si Queen graduate na din, di ba?
Oo, like a
I'm
term
so
after you,
oh
so, di ba?
Oh my God.
Or like, last term lang siya.
Yeah, I'm so proud of us.
Miss Gwen.
Oh my God! Invite ba natin?
Go.
Is she online or... Wait, Queen. Hey, BB, are you there?
So,
ayan, when... delivered naman yung message.
Ayan. While we're waiting for her, do you have any career tips?
Don't ask me.
Our...
I'm just trying to gapang. Hindi, joke lang. Ah, career tips.
But
I
like
think...
for those who
for
just
those
graduated...
Na...
for jobs.
Yeah. I think ang tip ko is don't be scared na feeling mo the job description of the position you're applying for or na you got accepted in is something na parang bago sa'yo. Kasi the learning, ano talaga, parang you're gonna learn everything by doing. Parang you don't have to pressure yourself na parang pagpasok mo, you know agad lahat. Kasi your mentors will be there for you naman. Like mentors, colleagues, ganyan. As in, if nagda-doubt ka na parang, can I do this? Ganyan, parang it doesn't suit naman what I know or it doesn't suit my skills. The answer is, kaya mo yan. Kasi ganyan din ako nung una. Parang I thought, creditors creating, how am I gonna do that? How am I gonna do a report on companies? How am I gonna assess their creditworthiness? Eh, I only know this. Pero if there's one thing na I learned while working, like, for more than a year now, it's you learn by doing talaga. As in, lahat talaga ng you need to learn, matututunan mo siya by doing the work na talaga. As in, you can't expect na alam mo agad lahat sa una kasi, Diyos ko, eto pa, allow yourself to be a beginner. Kasi yung iba gusto nila, alam nila agad lahat kasi syempre gusto nila magpabibo, ganyan. But yeah, just go with the flow. Don't pressure yourself. Okay lang na ma-feel mo na, oh my God, ba't wala pa rin akong alam? 2 months na ako, ganyan. Yan. Okay lang yan kasi just ko 2 months pa lang yan. Ako, I mastered my, hindi naman sa nagyayabang, pero I think I quote-unquote mastered my job. 10 months? Ganon katagal. Yeah, as in, iba-iba tayo. Yung iba nakukuha in 3 months lang kasi ganon sila ka talino or ganon sila ka galing mag-pick up agad, fast learner sila, ganyan. Pero ako kasi, I'm really here to learn. Yun yung iniisip ko lagi. Parang, I don't wanna pressure myself na, oh, hindi ko pa rin to alam, 6 months na ako dito, ganyan. Sabi ko, ang ginagawa ko is, instead of thinking na, oh, 6 months na ako, hindi ko pa to alam, I'm thinking na, oh, 6 months pa lang ako, at least alam ko na. Gets? Parang, tinatry ko talaga i-ano on a different light. Yeah, parang, hindi naman sa toxic positivity, pero minsan talaga kasi you have to think positive lang. Parang yun na lang yung, ano mo, parang way to, you know, get things over with. Yeah. To those who are listening na nagda-doubt, learn from each other. You guys can do it. Yung mga nag-a-apply dyan, kaya niyo. If you think hindi, stop po na agad. Kasi the number one thing na you have to embody is believing in yourself talaga. Kasi if you don't believe in yourself, parang who would believe in you though? Diba? Ayun lang. Ang haba. And I thank you.
That's some solid advice right there. Like, that's the advice that I needed.
Yeah.
Ayun, di ba, parang nasabi ko nga kanina na parang being a finance graduate. Ano bang alam ko sa mga computer shit?
Yes, oo.
But, ayun, for a few days, I did have some doubts kung makakaya ko ba. Like, Stata nga, ginagapang ko, or nga,
my
ginagapang
God.
Ko.
Nagka-copy-paste, diba? Nagka-copy-paste lang tayo sa Stata nun, man. Kunwari pa nagda-download ng Stata sa laptop, hindi naman ginagamit.
Ikaw nagka-copy-paste. Ako, tinitignan ko yung sayo.
My God. Okay, a little background lang. Mark and I met in college. As in, pinakilala kami ng isang friend. Tapos, ending kami yung mas naging close.
Oo.
I love that.
Anong class na tayo nagkakilala? Mat-Eco 1
Mat-Eco
2.
Mat-Eco 2. Yes.
Mat-Eco 1, were we classmates or no?
Parang no. Ikaw, bagong transfer ka palang ata nun. Hindi like, sure. Basta Mat-Eco 2 tayo naging.
I was second year na that time, diba?
I think. Oo. Kasi Mat-Eco 2 is for... Ay, hindi. Mat-Eco 2 kasi you take it right after Mat-Eco 1 eh. So, I think same year pa rin ako nung nag-take ako nun. Tama, second year?
Mas matanda ka sa akin. 1 year.
That's cool. Pero magkaedad lang ata tayo. Anong year ka pinanganak?
2000.
Oh my God! I'm 2 years older than you. 98. 2000 baby ka pala. Oh my God.
Joke lang.
Weh. Ano nga? Anong year ka? Ba yan?
99.
Okay, 1 year lang difference. Anyway.
Epic nun, di ba? Yung pinakalala tayo na parang...
Awkward pa nung una.
Pati yung pagkakakilala niya, Mark... Mark, si Melo, oh. Si Mark. Tapos parang tayo...
Mela, si Marco.
Ngiti lang tapos, di ba? Ngiti tapos kawai lang.
Hi, nice meeting you.
Tapos na following terms tayo na magkasama.
Anong score mo sa ano?
Oo, tapos sa likod pa tayo nakaupo, di ba?
Yes, yes, yes.
1 and 2.
The following term.
Anong ECOSTAT natin? Oo, doon na tayo naging close
yeah,
na sobra.
As in super, nag-hangout na tayo. Oh, Queen, kumakain. Yes, tawag dito.
Malala ko yung day na yun, yung kumain tayo sa, anong place yun?
Topside.
Tapos nag-iyakan tayo.
Wait lang, hanapin ko. May story ako noon. Oh my God. Hanapin so, ko sa stories.
Ito yung nagkikwento. Oh. Ito yung umiiyak.
Parang ang tinwento ko nun, sabi ko, alam mo ba, kami, nung ex ko, parang, ano nga sabi ko, we tried to be friends, ganyan-ganyan, pero hindi nag-work. So, umiiyak na siya. Tawa-tawa talaga ako. So, sabi ko, Queen, ba't ka umiiyak? Sabi niya, ang sakit eh. My God, anong nga yan? Tignan natin kung mahanap ko ba. 2018 kaya yan. Anyway, ito hanapin ko.
Oo, mga 2018. Hindi, 2017. Mga September 2017.
Oh my God. Wait lang, try ko lang hanapin. Taon-tawa talaga ako nun. Ay, parang oo nga. 2017 nga, hindi ko na nahahanap. Kasi ang...
Malayo-layo.
Oo, ang cut ng... Nag-start lang magka-stories archive nung December 2017. Eh, early 2017 nata yung story na yan. Anyway. So, ayun guys. Yun yung story kung paano kami nag-meet.
Natin love, 'di ba?
Ano?
Yung pinag-usapan natin dati, experiences sa love.
Oo, experiences sa love. And kung nakailang exes na.
Speaking of love and exes.
Yes.
Nadagdagan ba yung count mo?
No.
Siya pa rin?
Yes. Oh my God. No, hindi na siya, pero
hindi na
oh
siya lang.
Oh my God. Ay, ang hirap maging maganda. Kidding. Next topic, please.
Binlock mo ba?
Binlock ko na siya. Kasi busit na busit ako. Hindi ko ma-take kung mame-message niya ako ulit after ilang years. Uy, nag-reply si Queen. Nag-zoom kami ni Mark.
Like, after siya ba, have you ever went on dates or thought about dating again?
Landi lang. Puro landi lang. Yeah.
But with that, in person, a social media, any dating
social
app?
Social media and sa barn.
No,
and sa Tinder. Ano
na? You had Tinder?
Before. Oo, pero dinelete ko na. Pati Bumble, dinelete ko na.
When? Why didn't you tell me?
So, hindi naman remarkable. Parang talagang nilandi ko lang sila kasi bored ako. Bored kasi ako nung time na yun. So, parang sabi ko, I want some landi in my system. Wow. Okay. Diba parang minsan, eto na, aminin na natin guys ah, to those who are listening, wag na tayong magmalinis. Ang sarap kaya ang malandi. Ang sarap din malandi back. Diba Mark?
Actually.
Diba? Parang yung walang commitments at all. Oh, sige go.
Alam mo yun, yung parang may mga time, malalandi ako. Tapos pag they made landi back, alam mo yun, parang natatakot ako.
Ah, okay.
Yung parang apparently, I blur the lines between being flirty and friendly a lot. And
okay.
The thing is, I actually don't know how to flirt. So, I haven't got the slightest clue when I'm actually talking
to I don't know how to flirt also. Like, siguro ang way ko lang to flirt is when I talk to you every day. Yun na yun. Ganon.
And another thing pala is, I hate assuming. That's why I don't.
Oh my God.
I just ignore my feelings until I forget about them. Q in my mindset that blank doesn't work. Blank doesn't like you, Mark. They're just being nice. But
yes,
sometimes...
Parang, ano yan? Parang minsan sasabihin ko, Mela, the person is not into you. Ganyan lang talaga siya ka-nice. And trust me, hindi lang siya sa'yo ganyan. Lagi ko sinasabi sa sarili ko. Okay, going back.
Tapos ayun, di ba parang kanina, nabanggit ko na I tell myself na blank doesn't like you, Mark. They're just being nice.
Yeah.
But sometimes, I just can't help but look into if there is a deeper meaning.
Yes.
Or if there's something or somewhere else where that action is coming from.
Yeah.
But no, it's just me being delusional. And I'll tell you, it sucks a lot.
It sucks. Ay. Go.
Can I ask you if you're on dating sites kanina, like Bumble or Tinder? Buong 2020, I was amazingly, I wasn't on any dating app. It was like the first quarter ng 2021, I tried installing Bumble again. It's parang at first okay. It's parang ayun, I realized na I don't really know how to flirt.
True. Naalala ko pa may nakaka-match ako. Hindi ko alam paano mag-start. Kasi diba sa Bumble, dapat ikaw mauuna. Like yung babae. Yun yung ano ng Bumble eh. So parang ako, how do I flirt? Kasi minsan ang gwapo pero hindi mo alam kung type ka ba. I mean, yes, type ka kasi
message first.
Yeah, once. It felt so...
What do you usually say? Like, hi.
Hi.
Ayun, pag nag-match na kayo, hi or yung mga recommendations.
Ako, hi. Hi / hello. Tapos hindi magre-reply. Ang ina nyo. Unmatch. Gusto mag-expire. Oo. Ang annoying pa nung iba kasi magtatanong, what brings you here? Ang plastic. Ang plastic. Parang sabi, the pandemic. What brought me here? The pandemic. The pandemic blues.
Pag yung mga response na what brought you here, parang feel ko, I'm not sure kung ako lang or like, it's a common notion na parang yung mga parang sentences na ganun. Parang copy-paste lang siya from one
oh
chat.
Oh my God, yeah. Parang side ho ka. Wala pa ngayon kaya na sa start, side ho ka na lang agad. Ganun. Diba? Parang lol.
Side ho. I've never talked about this. But I have to let it out. Out of it just once. No, parang when you get cheated on and ghosted on, then unknowingly becomes someone's third party in a short amount of time, in a short span of time.
God.
It really fucks your self-worth and the way you view people.
Yeah. Like,
this trauma is actually very very tiring. But I don't want this to turn me into a cynic. Like I want to continue to believe in people, to see the best in them, to love someone deeply and naively, even if it hurts me over and over again.
Yeah.
I want to believe that I'll be enough for someone. I want to believe that I'm not going to be too much for the right person.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. Pero on dating apps, parang may realize mo na, ay, hindi pala kami same nang hinahanap. Kasi, alam mo, to be honest, everyone sa Bumble, Tinder, lahat yan, fun lang ang hanap. Huwag kayong maghahanap ng seryoso dyan. Yung mga swerte na nakakahanap ng partner doon, swerte sila. Huwag kayong umasang diba? Ganun din. Swerte lang sila.
Ilang percent kaya, lalo na yung mga nagkakilala during this pandemic. Like, yeah. How do you maintain a pandemic relationship? Like, yeah. Ako nga, I don't even know how to maintain an LDR eh.
Yeah, I don't even know how to.
Parang they met online and they kept in touch online for X number of months. Hindi ko alam kung paano yun. Like ako, my love language kasi is...
Quality time.
So,
giving mo yan or receiving?
Both. Ay, receiving.
I remember my friend and I...
Giving is gifts.
Same. Gifts and touch yung giving ko. Yung receiving ko, touch and time.
Diba? Like parang it's hard to date during a pandemic, especially when you're especially love language is quality time. Like parang para sa akin, like we don't have to be together every day, every single minute, every single second, but at least I'd like to at least have the option to be able to see you, diba?
Yeah.
Spend time with you, be with you. And ayun, I realized dating might not be for me during a pandemic.
I don't wanna go back dun sa time na parang may magpakita lang sa akin ng konting kindness. Iisipin ko the person likes me na. So parang ang gusto ko na lang ngayon is go with the flow lang. Kasi I don't wanna complicate things. Especially now, baka nga pandemic hormones lang to eh. Yeah, ayun.
Meron
the
ba?
Last time we talked, may ano ka, diba?
Ha?
The last time we talked, may partner
what
ka,
month?
Diba?
What month was that?
Tagal na. 2020.
What year?
No, iba-iba per year.
Noong 2020, I was single. Like, alam mo ba? Every year since 2015, I've always been in a relationship.
Mm-mm.
Like, 2020 lang wala. Tapos siguro ngayon, 2021 rin. Amazing, right? So, anyway, I have a question. Mm. Do you have commitment issues?
In this age, yes. Kasi feeling ko, ano lang. Feel ko talaga, ito sa pandemic hormones lang. Kung may lalapit man. Siguro, mawawala tong issue na to pag wala ng pandemic. Pag yung alam kong gusto na talaga niya ako. Kasi, ayun. You, do you have commitment issues?
Ako, currently? I realized na I do. Not in the way na parang I can't do relationships. Mm-mm. I can't commitment.
Me too. It's not in that way.
But
pero
in the
I
way
do.
Na parang I don't trust anyone to stick around. I like to at least believe that I'm worth somebody sticking around for.
Mm-mm.
It's a bit hard knowing that the person you like might not be in the same stage that you're in or in the same state that you're in or parang wala pa sila doon. Mm-hmm. Parang
ikaw andun ka na sa part na you wanna settle na. Yeah. Pero siya andun pa siya sa playing games. Ganon. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's hard. Well, based on experience. That happened to me once. I met someone in barn. Tapos, I didn't know him that night. I knew him lang like the day after kasi finolo niya ako sa Twitter. Tapos, parang sabi ka, how did you know me? Blah, blah, blah. Sabi niya, ako yung hiningan mo ng, ako yung nagbigay sa'yo ng drink last night. Blah. Tapos sabi ko, alos, di ko maalala kasi nag-blackout. Ay, hindi naman blackout. Basta, parang may time sa barn that night na naka-idlip ako. Pero nagising din ako agad. So, parang medyo blurry yung memory ko. Pero, I remember him nung nakita ko yung picture. Tapos, ayan, we texted for like 2 days.
Who gave whose number? You gave yours or he gave?
He asked for my number.
Oh.
He looked for me sa Twitter. Tapos sabi niya, can I have your number? Blah, blah, blah. Sabi ko, okay, fine. That was the time na I was super into games pa. Like, I was super into talking to someone every day and G lang ako, whatever.
Is that during first year?
Yes. 2016. July 2016 or June. Ganon. Tapos I was like, sige, let's have fun. Ganyan. Pero we didn't reach the level na nag-fuck. Ano lang, talaga nag-usap lang kami for 2 nights. Tapos I brushed him off na. Parang naglandian lang kami for 2 good days. Tapos parang napag-usapan na, basta I forgot what pushed me, pero I ended it agad. Ayun, lalang. In-end ko siya agad kasi parang na-realize ko that day. I think it was the time na parang I was comparing my ex to him.
Hmm.
Yan pa yung time na parang nahirapan pa akong tignan yung isang tao without thinking of the ex. So ayun, sayang cute nun. I still remember his name, but I'm not sure if he remembers me pa.
Yung sa mga landi mo, do you usually set a moratorium date, mga time limit, or...
Dati, yes. Sabi ko, mga 1 week lang to.
Ako, 3 weeks.
3 weeks.
Like,
stuff.
parang iniisip ko, pag mga below, naka 1 week, ayun, parang if we're talking for a few days, na parang, if at the end of the 3rd week, we're still talking, okay pa, sige. Pero
Ah,
pag
he's something, ganun.
At the end of the 3rd week, wala na, okay?
Back off na.
I won't, yun, parang, the 3 weeks, 1 day, I won't message first to see if magme-message ba siya or hindi.
Yes.
Pag hindi siya nag-message, okay,
it means
that
ayaw
means
na niya.
Ayaw niya na rin.
Tinry ko rin yun one time. Parang may nireto sa akin. Tapos, parang every time I tweeted something sad, he's gonna call me. Tapos, I forgot to how it ended, pero nagulat na lang ako may girlfriend na siya sa Twitter. Medyo na-hurt ako nun kasi sabi ko, baka akala ko we're taking it slowly. Pero, okay. Okay.
Nabagalan siya.
Nabagalan siya. I'm so sorry. I'm still trying to ano eh. Kasi galing sa trauma eh. Sorry na. Anyway, alam mo, it's so fun pala to ano, no, to reminisce the college days na nagde-date tayo. Tapos iba pa yung klase ng dating noon. Ngayon kasi puro ano, puro dating apps, 'di ba? Tapos puro pandemic ano, lahat nag-meet ngayong may pandemic. Parang lahat ng mga nababasa ko parang they met lang noong 2020, ganun, blah blah blah.
Oo,
blah,
diba?
Oo.
Yung mga makikita mo sa Instagram, sa Twitter, like parang 5 months anniversary, parang ganun. Tapos bibilangin mo.
Bibilangin mo, ha? Nung pandemic to, lang to? Yeah, true, be, true.
Alam mo ba, speaking of that, like parang kahapon, I joined, actually, hindi ko alam, I didn't join, like parang may nagsali sa akin sa Unsubtle Jowa Searching na group.
Oh my God. I remember you invited me sa ano, parang samahan ng mga single sa TAF. That was like 2 years or 3 years ago. Tawan-tawa ako. Anyway, go on.
Ayun, na parang, ayun lang, nare-retom nila mga kaibigan nila, sarili nila. It started like 2020. Tapos, I'm not sure if may mga successful relationships from that. Pero, ano yung thinking na, what if meron? Oh my God, buti pa sila.
Diba?
Paano nila nagagawa yun?
Totoo. Eh, ako pa, I have a strict mom. So, mahirapan ako lumabas-labas. So, siguro if I'm gonna date someone right now, siguro dapat, super kalapit ko lang siya. Yung hindi ko kailangan mag-effort na magkita kami.
Kabilang
siguro
building.
Siguro, oo, ganon, ganon.
Elevator lang.
Elevator lang. Kunwari, bibili lang ng suka, ganon. Pero magmumumol na sa baba. Joke lang, joke lang. Ay, naka. Oo, siguro if I'm gonna date, super dapat, lapit niya lang dapat. Like, yung dapat magka-same building kami. So, what are you up to ngayong may pandemic? After graduating.
After graduating. Ayun, like, parang started attending interviews na. Actually, even before, di ba, parang nasabi ko naman na in the middle of the term, pagkatapos ng thesis, defense, and internship, I started applying na. So, ayun, tapos parang that. Tapos, I got into anime. Kung kailan pa ako tumanda, doon ba ako nag-start
anime
mandadaan.
Knows no age.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm so sad na parang today, the day na we're recording this, parang
yeah.
Yung pinapanood ko every week, walang bagong episode. So like, I was so bummed. I was waiting yung mga, ano oras na yun, mga 5:30 kanina. Tapos na-refresh ako ng refresh, wala nang lumalabas.
Oo.
Same pala next week na yung susunod.
Actually, I just posted a new episode now. Today is July 3. So yeah. I posted the latest episode. It's the JB Songs That Made Me. Oh my God, I super had fun recording this kasi as in super believer talaga kasi ako. As in, yeah, I put his Spotify page on shuffle. Tapos I just jumped to it and I...
Justin Bieber?
Yeah, I shared the story behind each song and how significant it is to me. Last, so fun talaga. Ang tagal kong nirecord, yung 1 hour ata. Pero ang napagka-edit ko, 30 minutes lang. Kasi ang daming dead air. So yeah, share ka lang.
Have you watched his interview?
What interview?
Parang this month. They were talking about Hailey.
Yeah, if he wants to have a baby.
No, like, ano na yun? I haven't watched that. Pero yung napanood ko was that, parang in-interview siya about yung cooking ni Hailey.
Ay, wait. Anong sabi?
Like, parang, how did he spend the holidays? Parang sabi ni Justin na he wasn't able to go home because of the pandemic. Like, they stayed at home, had some friends. Tapos parang Hailey cooked. Tapos parang he was asked kung kumusta daw yung cooking. Parang, she's a good cook daw. Tapos parang, I forgot the entirety of the interview. Pero, ayun, parang gentleman yun. Parang, he was talking about his wife. Parang, oh,
with such twinkle in his eyes, no?
Yeah.
I remember pa yung sinasabi ko kanina na parang, interview siya if he wants to have a baby na. Tapos, he said, it's up to Hailey. It's her body. I was so, oh my God. Grabe. Imagine your husband saying that. Oh my God. My heart.
How old is Justin?
He's 27.
Sumikat siya like when, kailan ba? No grade 4 ako eh.
Alam ko 2009 na. Oo, 2009. 12
years. Graduate na ako
siya
ng college. Oh my God.
Tagal ko ng believer, mga 10 years na. 20 ano ako eh, 11. Yeah, 10 years na. Hindi man kasing steady ng pag-stand ko sa BTS. But I'm still a believer. Like, I still
ano
listen
to it. Ano mga stages sa mga pag-stand? Did you start as a believer?
Yes. Or Justin Bieber, 1D, okay. One Direction, The Vamps, Before You Exit, BTS.
Ano Before You Exit?
Band siya, magkakapatid sila.
Korean?
No, American. Guys, listen to Before You Exit. Oh my God, they're so good. My favorite Before You Exit song is Soldier. My God, listen to it on Spotify. Wala lang. I also like their song Hot Heart Like California. Pero wala sa Spotify, di ko alam bakit. So ayan, basta search them on Spotify and give them a listen. And then, after ng BTS na, tapos...
When did you start becoming an ARMY?
I remember watching their puppy interview with BuzzFeed. Yung BuzzFeed interview nila na in-interview sila tapos they're playing with dogs. So I was like, oh my God, so cute. Pero matagal ko na silang kilala before that. As in, parang fan kasi yung sister ko before pa ako maging fan. So parang nahatak ako ganyan. Tapos, ayun, yung iba kasi diba nagiging fan kapag like they listen to the music, ganyan. Pero ako, I became an ARMY nung nanood ako nung interview na yun. Tapos, ayun, tuloy-tuloy na I listen to their music, ganyan. Tapos, ayun, the rest is history. I'm here now. ARMY pa din. That's like 3 years ago na. Ah, my God. Magpa-4 na next year. My God lang. Grabe. It's crazy how time flies. Does it ever drive you crazy? Just how fast the night changes. Wow. 1D.
1D? Oh, yeah. My God.
Does it ever drive you crazy? Just how fast the night changes. Grabe. Parang kailan lang nagtitinginan tayo sa ECOSTAT exam. Mark, ayoko na.
Maalala ko yung finals natin sa ECOSTAT.
Nagtitinginan tayo.
Hindi ko kayo bakit matinginan. Nasa kabilang duyo ako ng classroom, diba?
Pero nag-eye contact tayo kasi hindi na natin kaya.
Diba before the exam, ako, ikaw, si Queen, si Ben, yeah. Parang nag-usap-usap na.
Yeah.
Sabi-sabi.
Oo.
Pasok natin ng room. Ano yun?
Yung parang, alphabetical?
First and third row facing the door. First and third
facing
row.
The facing the window. Door. Tapos facing the door kayo. Kami window.
Yeah.
Wall lang kami wall. Facing the aircon. Kasi room 210 ata yun eh, yung dulo. I miss LaSalle so much. Tapos yung Mark.
Tayo dapat yung parang nasa third and fourth row, di ba?
Yes.
Parang third, fourth.
Uh-oh.
Kaso, parang sabi yata na huwag kayo magkakatabing magkakaibigan.
Buwisit.
Tapos parang ako, ay. Tapos punta na ako sa kabilang dulo. Akala ko, mag-move rin kayo. Ang ending, kayong tatlo magkakalapit. Ako na sa kabilang dulo.
Ito pa, tawang-tawa ako kasi yung formula sheet natin. Kodi ko na.
Oo, diba? Tapos biglang
sabi. Hindi ko na, as in, kinopia pa natin na, yung formula sheet.
Oo. Tapos biglang kinolect yung mga formula sheet.
Nilagay sa palit-palit!
Pinagpalit-palit. So,
yung
formula sheet na nakuha ko, hindi ko maintindihan.
Kulang-kulang! I can't. Guys, grabe talaga yun. Super nightmare. I remember we drank after that.
Oo.
Yung bumili pa ako ng cabbage.
yung repolyo. Yung in-expect na natin babagsak tayo.
Tayo. Pero nasa gip tayo, di ba? Paano nga ba? Nasa gip tayo ng 60% passing. Paano nga ba? Pumasa ba tayo ng exam? I forgot eh.
Oh, passing basta 60%, pero parang nag-bonus siya ng 10 items.
My God, oo. Grabe, I forgot na how I managed to pass my majors. Pero in fairness, I miss studying talaga. Grabe. Kasi kakagraduate mo lang.
Lalo na yung online class ng isang
taon. Yeah. Gets.
Oh my God. Narinig mo yun? Nag-crack yung leg ko.
Oo. Sabi ko, ano yun?
Nag-crack.
Ay, naka. What else pa ba do I miss nung college? I remember, isang tawag ko lang, bababa ka na sa green.
Oo.
Tapos sa Castro na, you know na.
Reply ko lang where. Tapos kasabihin mo kung nasaan ka, kung Castro, kung Agno.
Yeah.
Kung mag-
Green Court.
Oo.
Green Court,
tapos,
yeah.
Tapos papunta ka pa lang, papunta na rin ako. Kasi, nakapambahay ako.
Oo, kasi sa green ka, tapos ako mannerist. So, syempre, ayun na. Pag tinext talaga namin, nag-usap na kasi kami guys ng, okay, let's go, IB, blah, blah, blah. 2 minutes lang, magkikita na kami kasi magkatapat lang yung condo namin. Tapos, I remember pa, lagi nating gawin, kain tayo sa Eric's or sa Noel's.
Well,
tapos, the next is Dakasi. Yun. Lagi. Oo. Sa aming apat, si Vince, si Quinn, si Mark, ako. Kami ata ni Mark yung pinakalagi magkasama. Kasi si Vince and Quinn yung lagi magkasama kasi sila yung classmates lagi. Tapos tayo, naiwan. Tapos iniwan mo din ako. Pero okay lang. I miss LaSalle, Mark. I miss. Nakakamiss mag-ano, yung papasok ka lang. Tapos kahit wala ka maintindihan, okay lang. At least at the end of the day, makakatulog ka sa bed. I mean, alam mo yun, hindi ko kasi ma-explain kasi sa work ko ngayon, parang it's super
wala
hassle. Oo, it's super hassle to make mistakes kasi matatandaan siya ng boss mo. Pero when you're like a student, parang sarili mo lang talaga yung cargo mo. Parang grades mo lang. Unless group work, madadaming groupings mo. Pero if gets, parang if ikaw lang, okay lang. At least wala akong nadadamay. Pero sa work kasi, damay teammates mo. Team head mo, ganyan. Lalang. Yun yung namimiss ko sa student life. Yung simply being a student lang. Kasi super laking responsibility talaga when you work na. Not just because of the money, but because of your role sa company. Parang pag may namali kang gawa, pwedeng madamay yung department mo. Ganun. I'm hoping na when you work na, smooth sailing for you. Kasi ang hassle pag may toxic kang workmates. I'm not saying na I have, pero yeah, hassle yun. Ang dami kong kilala na ganun. Okay naman yung workplace ko. Wala namang toxic na ano. Fellow analyst. Wala naman. Yeah. Hindi na nag-reply si Queen.
Nasa Manila ba siya ngayon? Or bumalik
alam
siya sa...
Alam ko nag-Manila siya. Okay. Oo. Mark, basta ako uminom.
Go.
Kasi ang corny pag ako lang.
Nagbubukas pa ba yung mga bar dyan sa Taft?
No.
Nasaan ka ngayon? Nasa labas ka ba? Yan ba yung pipe na nasa likuran mo?
Oo, nasa balcony ako ngayon.
Kuta yung dirinig yung mga kotse.
I have a mic. Nakakondense niya. Kasi when you start a podcast, dapat maganda yung mic mo eh. Grabe, alam mo ba, super roller coaster nung paggawa ko ng podcast. Like, hindi mo roller coaster, parang ang dami kong inisip bago, like sabi ko, kaya ko ba mag-podcast? Parang it's a, parang commitment na siya eh. Kasi consistency kasi is the key. So, parang ang hassle, nahasalan ako nung isipin na, parang, oh, kailangan every week mag-upload ako ganyan. Pero eventually, parang if you really like talaga what you're doing, parang it won't feel like a burden. Parang it's just gonna feel like, oh, it's part of your system. Parang ako ngayon, parang hindi naman ako lagi nag, hindi naman ako super, yeah, committed ako sa pagpo-podcast, pero it doesn't feel like a burden na. Parang ano na lang siya, hobby na lang. So parang ang fun talaga. Wala lang. I'm happy na I'm in this platform. It's so fun. Parang wala kasing comment section, walang views, walang nakalagay kung ilang views. So parang hindi ka mape-pressure, ganyan. So I can see the stats. I see what country yung mga nakikinig and from what platform sila nakikinig, ganyan. But overall, hindi ko siya masyado tinitignan kasi if you get obsessed with the numbers, parang it won't feel like a hobby na lang eh. It would feel like parang you're asking for clout. Ganun. Ay, sorry. Inaanto ka na.
Hindi pa. What pushed you to start a podcast?
I remember kasi listening to podcasts. I started lang nung ano, Feb. Mm-hmm. Ganyan. Tapos sabi ko, ay, but parang ang dami kong hanash. Parang ang dami kong pwedeng masabi about different topics. Ganyan sabi ko. Kaya ko ba if ako? Tapos nagulat na lang ako. Nag-check out na ako ng mic. Ganun. Ang impulsive talaga. Nasabi ko yun sa mom ko eh. Sabi ko, ma, parang gusto ko mag-podcast. Ganyan. Tapos ayun, sabi niya, why not? Ganyan-ganyan. Though, hindi niya alam na may podcast ako. Kasi ang kalat nun eh. Safe space ko yun eh. So, parang hindi ko pa kaya i-vulgar.
Does your sister know?
Yeah, she knows. Kasi wala naman kami secrets ng sister ko. Pero yung mom ko, hindi kasi nasabi. Kasi natatakot ako eh. Ang kalat ng mga episodes ko eh. As in, dami kong binulgar about myself talaga. So, IG and Twitter ko lang siya pinapromote. So, ayan, I got into the pod world kasi I just wanna talk about stuff. I wanna talk about things na hindi ko nakukwento sa IG stories. Ganun. Kasi diba usually pag nag-IG story ako laging minsan nagkukwento ako sa IG stories ko. Like, I talk sa stories. Ganyan-ganyan. Pero sabi ko, but parang I wanna make it a hobby na parang to talk and talk and talk. Pero I don't want to show my face. So sabi ko, why not try podcasting? Kasi mahilig din ako sa podcast. Tapos ayun, sabi ko, oh, it's so fun. As in, so fun talaga. I love it. As in, I'd quit my job in a heartbeat if given the chance to have a podcasting career. I swear to God. Lalang.
Paano mo ini-edit yung mga podcasts mo?
I have an editing software. Yeah. Free naman siya. So, guys, to those who want... example, ayan. The episode... ito muna. To those who wanna try podcasting, I highly recommend Anchor. Just go to anchor.fm. It's free. As in, everything you need is there. You can record through that website. Pero I recommend na bumili kayo ng microphone. Kasi, pero pwede rin naman basta quiet yung surroundings mo. You can record through your phone and patayin mo lang yung electric fan. Pero pwede rin naman kasi may noise cancellation naman sa mga editing software. You can do the noise reduction. You can apply that command. So, yeah, just ang user-friendly niya talaga. As in, kung ano yung kailangan mo, andun, parang you can record there, you can, sila na mag-distribute to Spotify, to Apple Podcasts, ganyan. And then, yeah, you're good to go. As long as, eto lang, tip lang though, it's better if you prepare at least for 3 to 5 pilot episodes para di ka ma-pressure na mag-upload ulit the next week kasi para your listeners can binge listen. Para hindi sila mabitin na, ay, isang episode lang, ganun. So yeah, that's the key talaga is to be consistent and be innovative. Try to experiment. Ako hindi ko naman in-expect na mag-guest ako masyado ng tao dito sa podcast. But I remember my friend recommended na parang it's fun to have someone to talk to and just let the world eavesdrop on the conversation kasi ang fun. As in, I remember my friend and I nag-record kami, diba? So, yeah. Tapos ang daming natuwa, ang daming nag-message sa akin, tuwan-tuwa sila sa episode namin ni Amira, yung friend ko nung high school. Lalang kasi, yeah, ang fun talaga. So, yeah. Asan na kayo kanina? Ayun, how long?
Gano'ng katagal usually yung mga podcast mo and gano'ng katagal mo usually sila in edit?
I record them usually 40 to 50 minutes ako nagre-record. Tapos ang ending is pag condensed na siya, 20 to 30 minutes. Pag mag-isa lang ako. But if may guest, most likely umaabot ng more than 1 hour yung episode. Pero pag may mga kailangan na redacted, mas mababa. I edit them 4 days max. 1 to 4 days. Pero pag mahaba yung episode, like pag may kasama, ganyan, kasi medyo mahirap mag-edit kapag may kausap. Like pag dalawang tao yung nagsasalita. 1 week to 2 weeks ako nag-edit. Yeah. Lalong.
Yung ito, pwede mong hati-hatiin. Ang dami natin sa pag-usapan from college to career.
Oo nga eh, pero gusto ko siya igawing isang episode lang.
To Anchor. Promotion of Anchor. Spotify.
Yeah. Pero kasi nade-distribute yung podcast ko sa Spotify through Anchor. So I recommend Anchor talaga. And buy a mic, guys. Kasi invest.
I'm so sorry, I'm not using a mic right now.
Okay lang. Kasi Zoom has noise cancellation. Tsaka you're speaking naman from the mic of the earphones. So nice. Maganda naman yung audio. Nice. Ayan. What else do you wanna talk about? Ayaw ko pa matulog.
I usually sleep around ano oras na ba? 12?
Ako din.
Siguro threshold. Nung college, mga 10 tulog na ako. Threshold ko around 11. Mga past 11, pulang-pula na mata ko.
Wait.
Yeah, like, ano yun? Ano tawag doon? Early owl? Joke. Early bird. Like, parang I'd rather early wake owl. Up 4 a.m. than stay up all night. Yun parang, ganun ginagawa ko dati. Parang mag-alarm ako ng mga 4, mga 5. Mm-hmm. Doon ako mag-aaral. Kahit nakaupo ako sa bawal.
Oh my God, ako din. Yeah,
doon ako nag-aaral. Share parang feel ko mas doon nag-sync in lahat ng ina-aaral ko.
Nag-register lahat. Pero minsan naloko na rin ako niyan. Niloloko ko lang yung sarili ko minsan na parang sasabihin ko. Gising na lang ako maaga para mag-aaral. Tapos ang ending, 7:30 yung exam. 7 pa ako gumising. So, bagsak.
Ako nag-snooze. Natutunan ko mag-snooze. Ayun. Isang oras na snooze yung alarm ko, tulog pa rin ako.
Hassle, I remember. Ganyan ako nung isang beses. Kasi shuttle namin is 6:15 dumadating. 5:50 na. Hindi pa ako bumabangon. So, nag-decide na lang ako mag-grab. Kasi naman pilitin ko na mag-toothbrush tapos tumakbo na lang sa bus stop. Ang hassle. So sabi ko, sige, mag-grab na lang. Kasalan ko naman eh. Bawas ko na lang sa allowance ko, ganyan. Kasi free yung shuttle namin eh. So wala lang. Sabi ko, okay.
Magkano yung allowance mo per day? Yung budget mo per day?
Budget ko per day. Wala akong ganun. Kasi free yung shuttle. So ang iniisip ko lang is yung mga binibili kong, yung mga luho ko, ganun. Kasi
what's
free
luho?
Luxuries.
Tama
Parang,
na ang konyo, what's luho?
what's luho? So annoying. What's luho? Think ang translation nun is luxuries. Yung mga wants lang. Hindi need. Yeah. Like, new shoes, new merch, ganon. Yung mga luho. So, ayan. Parang, kasi nagbabao naman ako ng food. So, wala akong ginagastos. Ganyan. Tapos, shuttle naman, libre. So, ayun. Wala talaga. Hindi ko ginagastos. Hindi ako gumagastos sa transpo. Ngayon may pandemic, ha? Hindi ako gumagastos sa transpo and sa food. So, ang pinagastos ko lang is insurance ko. Globe bill. And, my toiletries. Ako bumibili ng toiletries ko. May shampoo, may soap, may toothbrush, toothpaste, and whatever I need na to clean my body. Yung mga gamot ko for acne, ako na yun. And mga merch ko. Ako na may control sa money ko for that. Yung mga binibili kong BTS merch, yeah. Kaya hindi na ako mapigilan kasi pera ko yung gamit ko.
For your acne, what do you put?
My derma prescribed me this cream and it's for acne. Tas yung isa for scars. Wow, nag-promote pa. Ang ano ko for acne is Epiduo cream. Epiduo. It's E-P-I-D-U-O. Tas yung for scars, it's Banatan. B-A-N-A-T-A-N. It's for the scars ng pimple. So, yeah.
Dati, nung gumagamit ako ng mga products na in-advise ng derma ko, tapos nagbe-breakout ako.
Ay,
nung ilan nag-start ako na gumamit ng mga Pepetrogue na clean and clear, tapos may 400E na vitamin, parang gano'n. Doon na-clear yung mukha ko. Low maintenance siya.
Ah, yun, yung gamot din na sinabi ko, maintenance ko na siya. As in, kailangan lagi na. Kasi if hindi, papangit ako. I also use this soap for my face na pinrescribed ng derma. It's Terranex soap. You can buy it in Merck or Watson's. Super ano siya.
You can buy it in Watson's. Clean and clear facial wash and my 400E capsule.
Yes. Napunta na sa skincare. Okay lang. This is the most random episode ever. Alam mo, napansin ko, lahat ng kausap ko sa podcast, I haven't talked to them in years. Like, except for the first guest, si Cheska, kasi office mates kami. The first one na I guested na hindi kami nag-usap for a long time, si Amira, yung friend ko ng high school. The last time we talked was 2019. Tapos the next one was Molly. The last time we talked was 2016 yata. Tapos ikaw, when was the last time we talked ng personal? 2020 early. So one year na.
The pandemic.
Yeah, tapos the next.
Nakita natin nag-YB pa tayo.
Yeah. OMG, ito na si Queen. OMG. Tara. I'll send the Zoom ID and password. Please join. Hehe. Ayan, let's see if. Ayan, let's wait. Shucks. I drank coffee kasi kaya hindi pa ako inaantok. I'm so sorry. Bear with me. What else can we talk about? Isip tayo yung topic para pagdating ni Queen. Shoot out agad. I'll look at the topics for my, like yung mga nilista ko before starting the podcast. Oh my God. Parang applicable to sa atin. What am I doing with my life? Naglista kasi ako ng mga topics na gusto ko itakal sa podcast. Like before I started it. Tapos isa dun is, what am I doing with my life? So siguro let's just get one topic here para mapag-usapan natin. What college taught me? Nice.
What college taught me?
Sige, let's talk about the things that college taught us. Ano na, sorry?
I realized na it was college is useless. Being
I swear to God.
Di ba parang sabi ko na, alam ko kung saan ako napunta? Sa tech. So being a finance major, my first job is in tech.
I remember mentioning this in one of my episodes na parang, ang pinaka na-apply ko lang na learning in my workplace right now is how to deal with people. Not my major subject. Learnings. Yeah, parang tawag dito. Ang natutunan ko sa college na I'm applying now is how to be respectful to higher ups and how to like makisama sa fellow analysts, ganyan. And how to talk to people sa email kindly. Which I learned pa nga sa work na hindi sa college kasi wala naman tayong ganong subject.
This is noted on this.
This is noted on this po. It's so hard to
po in your email.
No na, I try not to kasi ang unprofessional and that ito kasi the tendency of saying po in emails is parang you're giving them the power na hindi naman i-belittle pero parang you're just telling them na they're higher than you. Ganon. Parang, yeah. Given naman, sige, analyst ako, tas officer ka. Pero if you say po in emails, parang it gives them more power to parang think na, ah, okay, mas mababa to sa akin. I can talk to her in any way that I can. Parang, gets. Mas okay na talagang be professional and just go with straight English. Kasi, wala lang. Mas okay din kasi feeling mo powerful kapag walang po eh. Or ako lang ba yun? Tagal ni Queen. Nagda-download pa siguro ng Zoom. Ayan, what did college teach you? What else did college teach you?
What did college teach me?
Nothing.
Feel ko. I feel like I'll be starting from scratch.
Scratch, I swear to God, that's so true.
Ano bang alam ko sa tech? Tapos biglang napunta ako sa tech.
I remember, ayaw ko talaga ng college sa risk. Ayaw ko ng Portiva, man. I hate Portiva before. As in, sabi ko, tapos who would have thought na sa risk pa ako mapupunta? Wala lang. What I loved about Portiva actually is yung moving chairs. Sa huge. Yung umiikot na chair. Tapos, ang high-tech na kasi nung room na yon. Yung parang, well, dito may...
Yung projector na nasusulatan mo.
Yes. Ang cool.
Yung mga rooms sa Gox, ganun na.
Ang cool. Gusto ko tuloy like, mag-aral ulit.
Yung mga...
Bibi, what do you think is, 2019? Ano, what do you think is the grad course na bagay for me? Di, gusto ko kasi talaga eh. Parang feeling ko kasi
An eco.
If... Ulit, no? Kasi parang to enhance la, ano.
Or Master's MS Finance.
Ah, MS
Sabayan
Finance.
Mo ako.
Tara! Game. Kasi diba sa grad school, more on thesis. Tama ba? Hindi ko alam eh.
In dissertation.
Yes. Tama. Tagal ni Queen. Wait lang hey, daw.
Queen,
bagal ng
net. Pakigalaw ang baso.
Queen, kung nandyan ka, pakigalaw yung baso. Just. Ang saya sa podcasting, Mark, I swear. Share ko lang. I'm super having fun here. As in, alam mo yung kahit wala namang kumaka... As in, when I record naman my episodes, I'm alone. As in, except for this one na I'm talking to someone. Ang fun talaga. As in, wala kasi akong kaaway. Parang pag may sinabi ako, hindi pwede i-contradict kasi isa lang ako. Tapos, ang saya lang kasi, yeah, it's really my safe space. So yeah, guys, I super recommend it. If you have the time and if feeling nyo magsasucceed naman kayo dito, why not? Ang fun, I swear. I share ko lang pala life update. I started listening to Jeremy Zucker. Oh my God, I love him so much. Do you know him? Jeremy Zucker.
Jeremy
Zucker.
Zucker?
Yeah.
Big Zuckerberg?
Yeah, Zucker.
Jeremy Zucker.
Spotify. Oh. I love his songs. As in, parang he knows what I'm going through. Ganun. Lalong.
I'll try to listen then.
Listen to his latest single, 18. Pero my favorite song of him as of the moment is All the Kids Are Depressed and Come Through. And Always I'll Care. I love him. As in. Matagal ko na siyang naririnig like sa BTS kasi nire-recommend nila. But ngayon ko lang siya fully na try pakinggan kasi now lang ako nagka-time and nakita ko sa FYP ko sa TikTok yung ano niya, video niya na parang he's singing his latest single. Tapos ayun. Wala lang, sabi ko. Ganda naman ang lyrics nito. Why not listen to the whole song? Tapos ayun na, naka-download na sa akin yung This is Jeremy Zucker na playlist sa Spotify. Wala lang. Queen, pakigalaw ang baso.
Queen, are you there?
Wala pa. Ay, Bibi, what's your zodiac sign?
Tiger.
Hindi yung isa, no. I can't breathe. Oh my God. Okay, ikakat ko na lang para ana sige ulit. Sige, when's your birthday na lang?
Aquarius.
Ayun. Si Queen, kailan ulit birthday ni Queen? Nakasama akong kaibigan, grabe.
Hindi mo nga maalala birthday namin dalawa eh.
Dati super retentive ko sa mga birthdays. Pero ngayon, parang, is it the pandemic age? Is it the pandemic?
Like, I lost my sense of time.
I swear, that's so true. And I lost track na din. Oh. Parang, dati kasi may sistema talaga ako sa sarili ko. Like, gusto ko gantong oras, gantong yung nagawa ko ganyan. But now, kung ano na lang yung mangyari, kung ano na lang yun nandyan, sige go. Parang, yeah, bahala na si Batman. Nagkape ako, shit. Hindi ako makakatulog, I swear to God. Queen, pakigalaw.
Speaking of Zodiac, ayan yeah. Yung Zodiac na yung tenu mo kanina.
Yung,
ano yung astrology? Yung ganun. Do you also get your star sign, moon sign, rising sign, and the other signs?
You can get it online.
Or yung birthday sign mo lang?
I know my moon and rising signs. Yung ascendant ko. What's your moon and rising? Hindi ako super...
I don't know.
Ito lang. Hindi ako super...
Person na I talked to dati sa Bumble. Na parang, ano sabi niya? Meron siyang rising, meron siyang moon, meron siyang something other sign. Na parang isip-isip ko, oo na, ikaw na lahat ng sign.
Yes. For info lang, Cancer Sun, Gemini Moon, Libra Rising. Wala lang. Share ko lang. Ikaw Aquarius Sun. Kasi you'll know your moon and rising if parang it's based on the time na you were born. Kasi yung sun
check sign. Your birth certificate.
Ay, wait. Quinn's asking for the link. Naglaloko net niya. Asan kaya siya? Have you tried listening to some of my episodes?
Yeah, I do.
What do you think? Masyado bang feeling know-it-all? Just wala, like, I just really had
fun. Meron mga 8 episodes na sakto talaga sa nararamdaman ko. Like yung mga yung first few episodes, meron yung part na parang tagos sa puso.
Like which?
Parang binabalik-balikan ko yun. I forgot which specific episode.
What did I say sa episode?
Lang, hanapin ko. Yung 2 types of thought ka.
Knew it. Nung ayun pinagsasabi ko dun, grabe, that episode is 4 months old. Feeling ko hindi na ako yun. Feel ko if I listen to some of my episodes now na sinute ko months ago, feeling ko mag-cringe ako. Just joke lang. OMG Queen, sana maka-enter siya. Which part dun? I remember seeing there lang na parang there are 2 types of thought ga. The one that got away na you'd take back in a heartbeat and the one that got away na you'd parang hindi mo na talaga babalikan na ever. Like, ghost na lang siya sa'yo. God is dead to you, ganun. May ganun ka ba?
Meron yung pangalawa. Yung latest. Yung first is...
Meron din.
Oo, meron.
Meron din. So, applicable parang, naman pala siya sa mga tao. Kala ko sa akin lang. Gawa-gawa ko lang.
Speaking of my last, I had a similar experience with you. Yung after ilang months na hindi ko nag-usap, bigla siya mag-message.
Right?
Ay, binlock ko siya. Kasi alam mo ba yung...
Super annoying, di ba?
Oh. Song quote.
Puta.
Ayun, binlock ko siya sa messages. Buti nagpalit ako ng number. Pati sa Telegram, sa IG, sa lahat.
What did he say? Song quote lang?
Oo.
Corny ang... Yung akin nga, 5 paragraphs eh. Inaanhing ko yan. Hindi ko kailangan yan.
Binasa mo?
Siyempre, nag-reply ako actually. Kasi if hindi ako nag-reply, mababaliw ako. Gusto ko kasi malaman niya talaga yung thoughts ko. As in, I want him to know na I don't feel the same. I want him to know na fuck you. I won't buy that anymore. Ayan si Queen. Admit, where is she? Joining
back. Hi, Queen.
Ayan.
Hi, Queen. Welcome to a half hour of pop culture scrutiny and stories we have never told on video. Not just crazy talk, it's love, Mela. So yeah, welcome, we're recording for Mela's podcast.
Hello?
Ayun!
Okay na?
Yeah.
Oh shit, sobrang lag.
Where are you, babe? Are you in Manila or?
Nogales.
Ah, okay.
Umulan kasi. I'm so sorry. May ginagawa ba kayo?
Wala naman.
Baka nakakasira ako.
We're just recording for the podcast.
Oh, okay, sige. What are you guys talking about?
We're talking about college.
College,
love life.
Iba-iba, how I started podcasting.
Ay, that's so cute. Yeah. So, sa podcast na ba? I'll hear about it, all about it sa podcast. Or are you gonna chika again?
I can chika again. Okay. I started actually kasi nung March na pag-isipan ko siya, sabi ko parang I want to start kasi parang I'm into podcasts also. So sabi ko, kaya ko ba if ako? Kasi parang when I listen to podcasts, parang sinasagot ko sila in my mind. So sabi ko, but parang I can do it alone. Ganun. So gulat na lang, yung impulsive actually. Bigla na lang nag-check out na ako ng mic, ganun. So super impulsive talaga. Tapos naglilista na ako ng topics, ganyan. Pero actually lahat ng nalista ko, hindi lahat yun nasunod. As in, minsan, kung anong mood ko for the week, yun yung i-record ko. Hindi na siya masyado based dun sa list na I prepared months ago. Lalang, ayan. Guys, so meet Queen. We also met in college. Hi, Queen.
Hi, guys. I'm shy.
Yung kinikwento namin kanina na naging close kami kasi nag-iyakan kami sa top side.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. Queen, I remember Topside.
Yeah, Queen cried. Pero hindi naman yung OE, yung yung teary-eyed lang siya.
No, one of those days.
Yeah, but emotional siya.
Bakit nasa kumiyak na?
Nasad ka sa story ko.
Na?
Kasi parang...
Okay.
Basta nasad ka, tapos umiyak ka. Natawa kami ni Mark kasi super affected ka.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just one of those days. So, I'm so glad na even if tinawanan niyo ko nun, parang it resulted in something good na parang we're still friends and like low maintenance friends. No?
Yeah. As in like we don't have to check on each other every day. Kasi parang ang exhausting kasi nun, yung parang every day. Alam mo yun? Yeah. Or baka ganun lang talaga ako kaloki ngayon. Pero hindi. Exhausting nga siya if ano, parang try niyo mag-usap everyday, ganyan. Pero wala naman kayo sa vibe. Ganyan. Wala lang.
Parang low energy na ata tayo ngayon compared to before na parang walwa, ganyan. Like,
yes.
Mataas pa yata energy mo eh. Nasa dumbbells ka ngayon.
No, I tried drinking with a few friends the other day. Tapos parang sobrang low tol ko na.
Ay,
kayo ba?
Mid
hindi,
ako eh.
Hindi, matas pa rin.
Mid.
Sana all. Ikaw, Mark.
I've been sober for over a year.
Corny. Just...
So, malamang sobrang babalan na tolerance ko ngayon.
Di mo sure.
Di mo sure.
You never know if you're not gonna try. Saan ka ba ngayon?
Are you in Baguio right now?
Sa Pasig.
Baguio.
Ah, Pasig. Pasig.
Naka-uwi ka naman ba ng Baguio?
Mm-mm. Like, last year. Like, the day before nag-announce ng lockdown, naka-uwi pa ako. Tapos, babalik dapat ako ng Manila. Biglang sabi, lockdown. So, I stayed here, like, until December. Tapos, January, I went back to Pasig. Then, kailan na yun? Mga March, bumalik ako ng Baguio. Tapos, last May, I went back to Pasig.
Buti pa kayo na magagala-gala kayo. Hanggang bahay, office lang ako eh. Grabe, so
brabe. Ikaw, nakakalabas ng bahay. Ano, talaga ba? Kahit groceries?
In grocery, dyan lang sa Green eh. Green Mall. Super lapit lang. Kasi minsan online parang, na lang kasi lagi.
Wow.
Pag mag-grocery kasi hindi pa kami vaxxed. Have you signed up na for vaccine?
Yet. I don't know
I had
how.
My first dose na.
Ako hindi pa. Ano yun, Mark? Sorry.
I had my first dose last week.
What's your vax, BB?
Pfizer.
Yes.
Nasaktuhan ko nga eh.
Love that for you.
Yeah. Ano nilagay mo? Anong, parang A4 ba yun? A3?
I'm saan ka
pa
sa? Allergic rhinitis.
I have also allergic rhinitis. So
A3
ako.
Kuha ka lang ng medicine.
Ang pasok sa A category is frontliners, self-employed ata kasali. And then...
But you have to show proof for that, right?
Yeah, everything. Of course. Yeah.
Yeah, okay. So I don't have any of those.
Either
you can ask from your
or prescription.
Yeah, you can ask from your attending.
Past 6 months.
Uh-oh.
Pero kasi wala talaga ako noon.
Ah.
Paano yun?
I think
hindi mo alam, kakainom mo baka may liver.
Hello, wag naman.
Oh my god. Winish para lang ma-vax.
Uh-huh.
I'm scared nga kasi my friends from CBO nag-Pfizer din sila. Tapos after like wala pang isang week nag-positive sila.
Oh my god.
Yeah,
I think
like
they have to wait like 2 weeks.
I think you have to wait for your
second. Sa bahay lang sila. Like, they just went out dahil Pfizer. And then parang boom, lahat ng tao Pfizer. Like, parang duma. But what's that? What's that word? Parang pumunta sila dahil like Pfizer. So parang maraming tao. So they thought na baka doon nila na mm-hmm. But then, I don't know. So does that mean effective Pfizer or not?
Baka na timingan you know, lang sila.
Oh,
I think na timingan lang sila. Yeah.
But kasi, could it be worse?
Akala ko COVID. Dengue lang pala.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Yung una dengue si Mark.
Dengue lang. Nilalang na.
Nilalang na lang kasi hindi COVID.
At least hindi COVID.
Pero parang mas deadly.
Is it your first time?
I think first time niya. Yeah.
Yeah. First time. Pero may vaccine naman ako dati ng dengue siya kaya hindi ganun talaga. Basically, lahat kami sa bahay niya.
Dengue siya worked?
Uh-huh.
Di ba parang na-ano yun? Parang na-question yun?
Si Presida Acosta kasi.
Ano?
Di ba si Presida Acosta yung nag-issue doon?
Oo.
Dang back siya. Pero it works naman.
Ah, okay.
Hey, at least.
At least, hindi ganun
ka. I had it like 2016 na yung vaccine.
Ah, okay. I remember my sister had dengue. Tapos, buti na lang. Super lakas kasi talaga ng resistensya niya. So, 3 days lang siya sa hospital. So, okay na
kami
siya.
Kami sa bahay, lahat kami na dengue. Ako lang yung parang mga 4 days lang symptoms ko yung dad ko. Mga 1 week. Mom ko, 1 week.
Malamok siguro nun.
Yung mga time na sunod-sunod yung ulan.
Ngayon nga training eh. Lalang. Here. Drizzling pala.
Buti na nga lang. Nag-stable yung connection ko.
Oo nga eh. Hindi ka na naglalag.
Sobrang lala kanina.
Hindi maka-enter.
I was like, what the hell? First, sabi nga like, namin, it's really because of the rain. Huh?
Oo. Kanina nga sabi namin, nung hindi ka pa nag-enter, kuyin kung andyan ka, pakiglow ang bakas. Kasi antagal.
Oo nga, sorry.
What's the topic na we can talk about?
Ikaw! Bring something up from your list.
Ito na lang. What college taught us? Yan. Kanina na pag-usapan namin yung work. Actually, parang it taught us like our majors like econ, ganyan. Statistics and stuff. Pero parang it never taught us how to parang deal with the real world. Na parang ako right now being in the real world parang hindi ko naman nagagamit lahat eh. Like ang nagagamit ko siguro yung hindi ko naman nagagamit yung mga formula, ganyan. Ang nagagamit ko is what I learned like na parang kung how to deal with people, ganun. More on ano siya, how to, Si Mark naman.
Ikaw, si Mark. Feel ko nga, nagagamit mo yung aircon mo. Hindi ba?
Kahit nasa bank, kahit ano yung papasok ako sa banko, alam mo kung anong department? Nasa tech, nasa data.
Nasa tech.
Wow! Right? Oh, data. So,
data, data operation. Ano? So, like, nagmo-monitor ng mga dashboard. Ganun. So, like, back to zero from finance.
Oh, my gosh. I thought parang gumagamit ka ng data or whatever.
Ikaw ba? What did college teach you?
Ikaw muna.
Ayan, i-talk nyo natin. Kasi back to zero. Subjects ko dati, ano ba? Investment banking, international finance, ganun. Tapos ngayon, okay, puro mga Power BI, Cognos, like, diba, like, nakaka-guilty na yung job title is, ano yung data operations professional.
Super parang technical na sobra.
Excel nga, ginugoogle ko, how do you add the borders on a table?
How do you that's so cute.
Parang, no, parang baby. Ask me anything about Excel. Alam ko yan. Wow.
Wow, oh my gosh.
Paturo ng macro.
Macro?
Oh my God. I joke learned that macro before. Kasi I took the like Coursera something. Parang okay. Nagpalibre yung Coursera DOST. Tapos parang in-enroll ko yung macro. Tapos, natapos ko naman. Pero nakalimutan ko din. So, GG. Like, dude. Ang hirap. Kasi parang pupunta ka ng college thinking you're gonna retain everything that you learned pero come I out know. Of it as in like parang ewan ko. Like lalo na dahil nagka-COVID exactly after I came out of my internship. So yeah. Parang after that stop like my whole world stopped. Char!
Yes!
Tapos ano, parang nakalimutan ko na tuloy lahat. As yeah. In.
Did you apply for work ba after graduating nung nag-start yung COVID? Or you waited?
I actually waited it out. And I'm still waiting it out. But, kasi, I don't know, parang mahina yung loob ko. Mm-hmm. Especially dahil online siya. Like, I feel like I'm not gonna learn as much. I have that thinking. And also, I don't know, is this just me? I feel like, I don't know. Okay, I'm gonna be emotional again.
It's fine. This is a safe space.
Well, yun na. I just so mahina yung loob right now. Maybe because of COVID or not, but I don't
know. Yeah, parang it's the pandemic, ano, no? The pandemic hitting us. Yeah.
Like, no matter what, like, my friends tell me, now you can do it. Like, what the hell? Like, yung friend ko, like, she graduated marketing and she failed econ, like, econ 1 or econ 2, like, 3 times, ha?
But who's she, pro?
Parang iba-iba. I forgot na. Basta 3 times. So, parang max na yung 3. And then
may max
she got,
ba? Oh my God. May max ba in taking
max, diba?
In repeating?
Yeah, subject. Like, I think 4 times lang pwedeng mag-fail ng subject and then, I don't know, it expelled ka na.
That's
Mark,
so...
do you know anything?
Diba yung maximum failures is like 3, 6, 9, 12, 18 units?
Ah, units.
Baka,
but
ayun,
she's single degree.
Ah, marketing course niya.
Marketing lang. And then, I don't know. Baka dahil sa
accumulated failures yata.
Maybe.
How
so,
did she manage to, ano?
Exceed.
Wala, sinipag na lang talaga niya for the last one. And then, would you believe it na nasa US siya ngayon? Like, she got a job sa US.
Nice.
Diba? So,
gusto ko na lang maghanap ng jowa na US citizen para makaalis sa Pilipina.
Actually, same.
That's partially one of the reasons why I deleted Bumble and Tinder kasi walang mga US citizen doon.
Walang AFAM.
Can I see your setup? Kung anong itsura?
I'm using my laptop eh, pero sige. Wait lang. Ito lang siya. My mic is here. And then, my ring light. Ring light?
Ano yung nasa ilalim ng mic?
Ano lang, parang ito yung box ng mic. Wala kasi akong pampa-elevate. So yeah. Tapos ito yung ring light. Hindi siya ring light, lamp lang siya. So ayun lang, I'm using a laptop. Hi Queen, you're back.
I'm back.
There. Where were we? I'm sorry, I got lost.
Your friend na got a job in the US.
Oh yeah. Yun, I feel like lakasan ng loob.
Yes, and it's not talaga based on the... Hindi talaga, grades are not everything talaga.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It can be to someone, pero iba-iba naman kasi subjective naman siya eh. Pero kasi
we were at
iba,
a part na we just wanted to pass.
Yes. Remember Math Eco 2. Hindi natin kasama si Queen ata nun eh.
Ibang section. Kaklase natin siya.
Baka delayed ako.
Ay! Kaklase natin. Dun ka sa 2:30 to 4. Dun kami sa 12:45 to 2:15. Tama ba?
Hindi, same class tayo. Same class tayo. Nag-hello ako kay Queen dati.
Math Eco.
Math Eco. Yung iba pala natin is ano? Miss Dr. Austria?
Oo.
Ano yun? Eco. Hindi. Makrek. Makrek. Makrek.
Yeah,
Makrek. Galing niya.
But Eco 2 yung magkakaklase tayo. First time na magkakaklase tayong tatlo pero hindi pa tayo magkakaklose.
Yes. The subject na made us close was Eco Stat.
Ako si Bella, pinakilala ni Andy. Ako, nag-hello ako kay Quinn. Tinitigan niya lang ako. Tumingin ulit siya sa harap.
Yeah. Oh my God, I'm so lutang.
Kasi diba, nasa SEG tayo dati. Tapos parang, you're also in SEG, right?
School of Economics, Government. Yeah.
Tapos parang, sabi ko kay Quinn. Tapos tumingin lang siya sa akin ng ganun. Tapos kumarap ulit siya.
Baka having a bad day lang.
Baka akala ko. Sorry.
Sa Ecostat. Ayun, doon na tayo naging
close. Doon na tayo naging close sa Ecostat. Yung kumakain na tayo ng break time, ganyan. Hindi ko actually, yeah. I'm super happy and blessed kasi hindi ko akalain na I'd have friends pa in Econ kasi akala ko, since shifty ako, parang akala ko kasi ang kasama ko na for life is yung block. So, I'm happy na parang kabuo pa tayo ng group. Tayo ni Lavins. Diba?
What?
Nice lang.
I have a question para.
Hmm.
Did you ever regret shifting?
At some point, yeah.
Like, when?
Ano lang?
Like, Eco Stat Batch.
Actually, Math Eco pa lang.
Oh my God, I hate Eco Stat.
I hate Math Eco 1 and 2 and Eco Stat. I loved Micrec and Macrec so same much. Kahit may days na I didn't know how to pass the exam. I super loved na. May ganong subjects na super na-enjoy mo lang kahit hindi mo alam paano mo mapapasa eh. That's my crack and not crack for me. I super enjoy lang when nagla-lecture sila. Kasi alam mo yung super knowledgeable talaga sila. As in, they're more than willing to, ano, to parang impart their knowledge. Mm-hmm. Tapos, ayun. Eh, but nasa prof siya minsan kung papasa ba yung student or hindi. Kasi minsan, nasa prof kung magiging interested ba yung student. Ganyan. Lala. Kayo, anong favorite niyong subject? Ah, after that, my next fave subject is Econdiv. Lalang.
Ako, I like Intrafin.
Ah, nice. And, Dr. Tulio. Yes.
Yeah, Dr. Tulio for the win. And, wait, let me see. I like our law subjects. Yung Buslo. Kasi
I didn't have Buslo.
Magaling yung prof. Eh, kasi di ba dapat double degree ako. So, I had to take Buslo.
Ikaw, Mark, did you take Buslo?
I did.
Ala, ako lang palang ano dito.
Yeah.
That's what I...
Odd one out.
Doon ako na ano, na nasad lang sa Econ. Kasi parang, ang ganda niyang pre-law course, but we don't have Buslo there. So, ang ano lang, na parang, sana mayroon din. Kahit intro lang, to law. Kasi,
my term, na sinabay ko yung Buslo 2 and 3, yung tax,
oh my
at saka
God,
yung...
Ang tapang mo.
Ano na yung 2?
Partnerships?
Parang
corporations.
Part, saka tax.
Dream
ko
maging lawyer dati.
Tapos, pareho pang gabi. So, like, everyday.
Yung 7:45 to 9.
Oo. Para ako law student na, 'di ba galing ako sa internship dati, kumuha ako ng volunteer internship.
Yes.
Pabalik ako ng campus.
Uh-oh.
Para lang sa subject na 'yon.
Then, oh so,
like,
my
sa
God.
Buti na kaya mo.
Parang pa naman kailangan basahin.
Readings. I hate readings.
Yeah, like,
siguro
at
hindi
least,
na ako
nag-law. Kaya mo yan. Mas,
nag-dream ako before. Do you think?
Mga 500 pages a day.
I can barely read 5 pages a day nang hindi ko muna binabasa yung dulo. Ganun ako ka-impatient.
Last
Not for
year,
me.
I was planning to review for law school dapat. Magte-take dapat ako ng mga law school
Nice.
exam ngayon. Kaso, I changed my mind dahil sa online class. Kaya ayun, nag-apply na ako ng trabaho.
Kikita
yeah,
ka
we
pa.
Have to study for ano, the parang law school application.
Wala nang PhilSAT ngayon, pero may mga entrance exam pa rin yung mga UP, LaSalle, at saka Ateneo.
And then
eh,
parang general test lang siya or about law din dapat?
General naman. Pero like, iniisip ko, once I enter law school, that's another 4 years na mag-aaral. Tapos like, since uncertain pa yung pandemic na to, so like, for sure, first year, full online. Tapos since uncertain pa yung pandemic, siguro until second year online din. So like, I don't think I would learn as much if I won't learn as much sa online compared to in person. So, isip po yan, sige, magtrabaho na lang muna ako.
True.
Ikaw, Bibi, have you applied, Queen? Have you applied like for companies? Or
I tried, pero one time lang, which is bad, right? Because I saw this opportunity sa isang like embassy and it's what I really wanted to do, like trade, kasi siya like international trade.
Yeah.
So I would get to like parang marketing in a sense because you're forming or strengthening relationships between two countries.
Yes.
But hindi ako natanggap. So like, I'm so sad because I've waited for so long to find the perfect job because I don't want to apply in something na I'm not fully committed to. Like, I don't really 100% believe in.
Yeah,
which is so frustrating because why can't I just be like, grab na lang anything just so I can get experience. But I like, I'm so stubborn, but I also like value my opinion na parang, what if I get stuck here? What if like, I'm not happy and then I just end up failing everyone in that company? Char. I'm such an overthinker, no?
It's fine. Ganyan din ako actually at first. Sabi ko parang, like, there was a time na parang I think it's time to find a new work, a new job. Kasi parang, there was this one time na we were imposed to parang ma-relocate to Ortigas. Ayoko. Gusto ko sa Makati lang. Kasi kaya nga ako nag-apply ng job sa head office. Kasi I want to, one bus ride lang or two bus rides lang. But in Ortigas, it's gonna take like more than 4 hours a day pag traffic.
Mm-mm.
Back and forth. So sabi ko, I think it's time to look for a new work, new job. Pero nahirapan ako kasi parang, ang ko, or baka natakot na lang ako kasi I'm not sure if anyone will accept me. Ayun, parang natakot lang ako na baka, ala baka sa ibang employer hindi ako tanggapin, ganyan, kasi ito lang ako, ganun. So yeah, I super get you na parang ayaw mo mag-settle sa hindi mo naman talaga gusto. Just because parang may nangyayari. Parang ayoko kasing mag-jump into a new employer ng dahil lang sa nafe-feel ko ngayon na ayaw ko ma-relocate. What if maganda pala yung magiging kalalabasan if ma-relocate ako? So, I'm just gonna stay here na lang muna until things get steady muna. Until things get better. Kasi it's so hard to lose a job. Hirap ngayon kasi I'm paying for my insurance. I'm paying for my phone, my bill. I'm helping, I'm giving half of my salary to my mom every cut off. So yeah, sabi ko, ang hirap talaga kasi ang hirap nung process ng parang mag-a-adjust ka ulit ng bago kasama mo sa work, ganun, everything. As in, from colleagues to location ng work to the job mismo, iba yon, iba yung magiging work mo, ibang company, basta ang dami talagang kailangan i-consider before resigning. So to those listening and feeling nyo gusto nyo mag-resign, pag-isipan nyo ng 55 times. 55? Pag-isipan nyo ang exact, sorry, econ probs, just. Pag-isipan nyo ng maraming beses kasi it's gonna make or break your career. Your everything. Your mental state, your financial state. Kasi baka mamaya, hindi pa pala sure, tas nag-resign ka na. Hindi ka pa pala matatanggap doon. So, it's so hard. Daming kailangan think. Yeah,
pros and cons muna.
Yes.
Like, list them all.
If the cons outweighs the pros.
Edi,
stay na lang.
Move na talaga.
Ay, huh? mali. tama yung sinabi mo. Subog na. If the cons outweigh the pros, umalis ka na. Tama?
Mm-hmm.
Sorry. So what are your plans? Like, ano muna? I mean, anong pinagkakaabalahan mo right now, Quinn? Like,
yeah, I'm not working, but I started an online business.
What is it?
It's kind of low-key lang. And I don't really tell much people. I don't even post it. But I have an online thrift store.
Yeah.
Yeah, and we sell thrifted shoes and then clothes because like kapag nagsusearch ako ng shops, I always see clothes, like clothes laging binibenta, but rarely do I see shops that sell shoes. That is why I started doing that with a friend of mine, and yun yung pinagkakaabalan ko this time. It pays the bills naman, like it pays the rent and the bills, and I can keep some for myself, and then I can like yay for me.
At yay least for you.
Super
at least surviving love. Yeah, hindi super zero.
Like zero. Mm. Yeah. So I really want to push it because this is what I'm kind of, I think I'm passionate about.
Like, yes.
Yeah. Like sustainability and also helping others. Like hindi parang na contractual.
True. Hindi sila na regular.
Yeah, and I grew up as, I don't know if you guys know that, but I grew up surrounding poverty. Parang kami lang yung medyo may well off, and then my parents also came from dirt poor, as in like eight silang magkakapatid sa mother's side and 18 silang magkakapatid sa father's side. So parang super hirap yung pinagdaanan nila. Yeah. So I feel like what I want to do with this business is take steps to help not only myself but others. That's why parang hindi naman ako super earning right now, but I get to help like tailors, like yung packaging, since it's like a sustainable online shop. Parang we buy retaso from mga tailors. Yeah, and then we recycle them. Retaso is like,
here goes our
parang cloth waste.
Yeah.
Necessarily retaso. Waste,
parang like parang tela na not good
kacha.
For
hindi din kacha, no, kacha eh. Sige, go.
Retaso. Google na nga.
Sige, Google. Retaso.
Retaso.
Sige, Google niya tapos explain ko after.
What is retaso?
Remnant.
Scrap. Cut piece of cloth. Yon.
Yon.
Piece so of cloth na parang exactly. You put together to make a new
to make
piece.
Something. Like,
make something new.
Some people would make rags out of them.
Yes.
Ganun, mga like bags pwede. Pero dun kasi sa tailor, dito like local tailors lang sa Zambales, parang they make curtains. Alam mo yung sa palengke? As in literal na palengke. So they make curtains and siguro damit, mga aprons, ganun. So whatever's left from that, we buy it from them. So that's like, instead na itatapon nila, like may extra income pa sila on the side.
Yeah.
And then we,
so nice,
like make, yung parang packaging namin is made out of the retaso itself. So we sew them together. Although we're lucky naman kasi hindi naman, like sometimes hindi siya sobrang liliit ng scraps. Like pwede pa namin siyang gawin na bag. So that's what we do. At least parang recycled yung mga items and we don't have to buy it na from like a newly, basta.
Yes.
And we don't use plastic.
Nice.
And that's all of those.
I try to reduce my plastic usage also. Like, hindi na ako humihingi ng straw, ng plastic spoon and fork. Talaga. Tinatry ko talaga.
And your reusable
bag pag grocery. Yes.
I saw your story.
Yes. Nice.
So, galing.
It's so nice to see you talk about it. Parang nagtatwinkle yung eyes mo. No?
Aww.
Parang when you're passionate about what you're talking about talaga. Ano talaga?
So
it transcends. Wow. Yeah.
Yeah,
nice.
I hope it grows because like yung problem ko naman ngayon is how do I scale it? That's what I wanna learn. I'm planning to take this parang Google class ba yan? Parang Google Digital Marketing. Like it's for free. Parang Coursera din. So that's my next step. What about you, Marky? What's your next step?
I'll be starting work next month. So while waiting for that, I'm actually helping sa a family business since actually we're gonna start exporting coffee. So ayun.
Wow!
Congrats!
And ayun. Coffee and tea infusion.
Coffee!
Europe.
I love coffee! Addict sa coffee.
Padalhan mo daw si Mela.
PR package.
Char!
Sige,
just
padalhan
lang. Ay, joke lang.
I would ask for some, but I don't drink coffee.
Really?
Yeah. Why? I mean, not never. I drink coffee kapag may exam. Like, just to stay awake.
Mm-mm.
But I don't do it on a daily basis or even a weekly basis.
Like, talagang super occasional.
Yeah.
Ano
know
pa ngayon,
why,
you don't have exams na. So, yeah, you don't na.
Hindi na siya nag-aapit.
Kayo ba, daily drinker ba kayo?
Yes.
Ako, di masyado. Like, minsan, if I have to do something, I drink. Pero if wala naman, I don't. Since like, what I like about coffee is that you become buzzed. Like, you're awake, okay. Pero what I don't like about coffee is caffeine diarrhea.
Ah.
Yung parang, you're always in this constant danger na parang konting, prut, ganun mo pala. You're not sure kung if it's just fart or like there's something else na kasama.
What? I don't know. May ganun ba? Yeah, see, like, I'm scared of coffee.
Caffeine diarrhea. Like, after drinking, siguro give me
around... Experience mo na yun?
Oh, like, give every time. Like, give me around 30 minutes after drinking coffee. Kumukulo na siya.
OMG! Maybe that could be your ritual since alam mo, magkakapupi ka dahil dun sa coffee, edi you drink it early in the morning so that before you leave for work, you can do your thing na.
Like,
or
whole
like
day
legit, whole day?
Oh my God. That sucks, man.
Like, parang
tapos
lactose intolerance.
Tapos may coffee business ka. So,
contradicting yun, ah.
May time nga na parang we were, yung isang client sa Spain, they were parang requesting a certain mix, a certain blend.
Mm-hmm.
So parang, instead na yung tita ko yung pumunta, ako yung pumunta. So parang, cool day, ako umiinom. Tapos, as in, sobrang sakit na ng ulo ko.
Oh my God.
From the coffee, sobrang sakit na rin ng shan ko.
Wow. Oh my
God. Kailan ba yun? Like 2 weeks ago lang.
Sucks.
Dead.
Nice. Grabe yung mga usapan natin. Super adult stuff.
Mm-hmm. Different from before.
Hindi na siya like nung ano na parang... Ano yan, Mark? Sorry.
Ano yung pinag-usapan natin before? Your
how to pass, ano? What coffee shop do we go to study? Starbucks ba?
Or
Coffee Project? Ay, Coffee Project na lang kasi when we studied there, pumasa tayo.
Natutulog ka lang sa Coffee Project, di ba? May sinenda ko sa'yo yung video. May sinenda ko sa'yo dati.
Na video?
Wait lang, hanapin
natutulog
ko.
Natutulog. Dead.
Dati, iniisip lang natin saan tayo magko-coffee para makapag-aral. Pero ngayon, ang pinaproblema na natin, purpose in life. Just...
True. Oh my God.
Oh my God.
My question. That's really my problem right now.
Me too, actually. Kaya kung ano na lang yung, like, go with the flow lang talaga ako. As in...
Wait, so, not like, final na ba lilipat ka sa pass up sa Ortigas?
Yes. As of now, it's, ano na, parang mga 80%
final?
Sure na siya. By October.
No.
By October. Yung,
oh no.
Mas malapit ka na sa bahay.
Hmm? Yes, actually naisip ko marami na ako mapupuntahang friends kasi ang dami kong friends doon. Lalang.
Pero patayin pag rush hour.
Yeah,
my
like
God.
Legit. I tried na since I'm very gala and I go to like I commute kasi kapag like going to mga soccer games, mga futsal.
Ay, yeah.
Yeah, and I've tried numerous times and it's like sobrang nakakatakot. Especially ngayon na COVID. Kaya really think.
Yes.
Because even if you're like happy na parang, oh, you can go to your friends, ganyan. But like after your work, you're gonna be hella tired. You can just go there and...
Yeah, it sucks pa kasi hindi na kami mag-work from home ever once we get relocated. Like, we're gonna be relocated para everyone can go na to work every day. Kasi parang hindi na ata afford na... Kasi medyo may delay sa work pag nag-work from home. Like, lahat kasi ng we need for the job nasa office. So mm-hmm. if we're working from home, we request everything from those in the office. So parang it's gonna get easier kapag ano, na-relocate na. Kasi lahat na kami papasok. So wala nang pasuyo-pasuyo. Get? So yeah, oh, win-win naman.
I mean, kahit may vaccine na kayo or kahit wala pang vaccine?
I think ang goal is once vaccinated na lahat, tsaka lang mag-relocate. Lalang. I'm trying not to think about it muna kasi October pa naman siya. So sabi ko, baka naman magbago pa or may mangyari pa. I don't know.
Don't you wanna start applying?
I don't know where.
Marami naman opening ngayon
Makati
eh. And with your experience, I think marami, like, goods ka na.
I'm thinking.
Naka 2 years ka na din naman eh.
Not yet.
Yeah.
Magka 2 years.
One and a half pa lang.
Oh, goods na yun.
Ay, so bali 2 months ka lang sa office tapos bigla nag-pandemic.
Yes. Lalang.
Oh my gosh. Ano na lang ako? Like, mismong internship ko nagka-pandemic. I didn't even get to graduate. I'm so sad.
Why didn't you apply then?
Legit. Because... Ewan ko. Maybe because I thought I'm gonna take a break kasi oh my gosh, pandemic. Punta na nga lang ako ng Zambales kasi at least I can go to the beach. Tapos like, bro, take lahat lockdown. Tapos, I mean, that sounded so stupid if I like think about it now. Like, I'm like sobrang ala and I'm like sobrang happy go lucky na beach lang iniisip ko. Tapos, wala na akong nagawa after that, which is sad.
Kailan ka pa na sa Zambales pala?
Since the lockdown. As in, like, dito talaga.
Pero diba you went to Manila for a while?
Oh. Yeah, I go back and forth. Minsan, like, visit my mom and do shit that I have to do. So I stay here now because of the business. I actually started the business in the middle of the pandemic. Kasi wala lang ako magawa. Tapos biglang, it's so weird because like, sa career ko, wala akong parang push, wala akong urge to like apply, ganito, parang wala akong lakas ng loob. Pero may lakas ng loob ako mag-open ng shop and I didn't even know that there would be a customer.
Maybe the 9-to-5 job isn't for you.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe.
Maybe a 9-to-5 job isn't free talaga. May ganun na hindi nila talaga bet maging magkaroon ng superior kasi they wanna do things their way, ganun.
But I don't think I'm like that kasi I took a voluntary internship sa marketing. Like, I did that. Voluntary internship, people, Mark.
That's nice.
Tapos, I also really liked my internship in... So parang, I don't think it's about superior. I don't know. Basta maybe it's just calling, no? Nakakulang talaga because, hindi talaga ako nag-back down. Tapos yung voluntary internship ko pa as in sa May Ortigas, sa likod ng Mega Mall. And I had classes and I had to go to Mega Mall pa and then come back. So,
paano yung schedule mo dati? Like, papasok ka sa school tapos papunta ka ng Ortigas?
Punta muna ako ng sa voluntary internship. So, pupunta muna akong Mega Mall and then I would have class pagkahapon. So, yun. I don't know. Ang hirap i-figure out ng life, no?
So true. Unpredictable talaga.
Like, you know this person and you wanna be this person or like, some people tell you that this is how it's gonna be. But then you go to school and then you get a job and then you like this. And you wanna stay on track. Yeah. But parang sobrang iba ng life na.
Iba talaga.
Iba na talaga. Like, you can't just follow that because what if it's not giving you happiness? But it's what they told you to do and it's what you were trained to do. To do a 9-to-5 job kasi sa school, 9-to-5 din. Parang ganun. I don't know.
So frustrating minsan. Na parang, kasi in-expect sa'yo you like have a 9-to-5 job. Tapos, paano kung hindi yun yung gusto mo? And then, what if hindi siya para sa'yo? Tapos, basta, ang dami talagang, kasi yung generation natin ngayon, tayo na yung, we go out of the box. Parang, we don't like yung mga conventional. Parang, we like to do it our way. Diba? Lalong. So, tas minsan hindi siya matanggap ng boomers. Kasi, it's not what they were taught na, parang if they think about arts, they think walang pera dyan. If they think na you're gonna open your own business, parang sasabihin, hindi naman yan patok at first. Ganyan. So, yeah, ang dami talagang, super, I get it.
Mm-hmm. that's why I'm so thankful na like I have you guys. Kasi parang no judgment lang.
Yes.
Like, I don't have to be, I'm scared na of telling you guys because it's like, it's one of the few times na I've had to open up. I mean, what's happening to me? Na I had to open up about it. Tapos, parang you're scared na nga na people are gonna judge you for doing it. Tapos, wala. You guys make it feel like
it's
I'm
okay.
Not a failure.
You're not. Of you're course, not. You're not.
That means a lot.
We all start from somewhere. So, like, you starting your own business is actually very bold. Like, you already
yes.
started. You opened your own door to other opportunities. You opened your business with your friends. And it's parang, me and Mel would always be here behind you, supporting you.
Yeah.
Mm. Kahit we haven't talked for, like, X number of years. You can always contact us.
Yeah. Of course.
Sige, I will ask you questions about Excel Mela and I'll ask you questions about exportation and like business matters, Mark.
Yeah. Go lang, of course. I'm literally a message away. As in, that's what I always tell my friends kapag kakausapin ko sila ulit. I'm literally a message away. Like, mag-chat lang kayo. As in, mali-late yung reply minsan kasi baka tulog ako. Pero mag-reply ako for sure.
Wow. Thanks, guys. This talk has been so heartwarming and therapeutic. Yeah. And
rejuvenating. Like, so,
beauty. Ano ba yan?
Ang spa na ako. Gusto ko na magpa-spa. Diyos ko. Gusto ko magpa-facial. Ay, nako.
Are you scared kasi COVID pa?
Yeah, hindi pa ako vaxxed.
Yeah, sige. Yeah.
I promise myself actually na hindi ako magagagala unless vaxxed ako. Wala lang. So, hindi mo na ako nag-aaya hanggat hindi pa ako nababax. Kahit first dose. So, basta ma-first dose ako, okay na ako. Pwede na akong pumunta anywhere. I mean, mas confident
na ako. Are you waiting for a certain vax?
Not really. I'm waiting for the call of yung admin namin sa work. Kung turn ko na magpa-vax. Kasi nag-register na ako dun sa app. So, hintayin ka lang yung tawag if it's my sched na. Tapos yung sa Manila naman, Sinovac kasi. Eh, yung sa work, Sinovac din. Eh, di might as well dun na lang sa work. At least yun, sure. Eh, yung sa Manila, pipila ako. Tapos hindi pa sure. If I'm getting the same vax, eh, di dun na lang ako sa employer ko. Sure pa. Yeah. Oo.
Less
sure
crowded pa. Less risk of exposure.
Yes. Yes, exactly. It was nice talking to you guys. My God, it's been what? 2 years. Wow. Grabe.
Yeah.
We're so titas so and titas na.
Yeah, so much has changed.
Yeah. Parang that we're thinking lang. How do we pass this subject? How do... what do we do to pull our grades up? Anong sagot dito? Anong sagot dyan? Pero ngayon...
Ilang na lang kailangan ko para pumasa.
Ilang points? 10 points?
Kung sila ilang points para maka 4.0,
tayo ilang points para maka 1.0. The difference, grabe.
Yeah, but I hope we become successful.
Yeah, and, we'll
know,
be.
Become happy.
Yeah, parang...
That's the goal.
That's the goal, no? To be happy. Kasi some people are super fixated on being successful. They forget na, if you're not happy, what's the point? Does it make sense ba? Yeah. Are you guys sleepy na? Sige, I'll let you go na.
What's long? Ikaw, Mark.
Sakto lang din.
Saka din sakto lang.
Do you have one last question or may listahan ka pa ba dyan?
Thanks guys for being here. Means a lot as in. Ang sukatan is, if nag-guest na kita sa podcast ko, it means I love you. Yes! Aww. I swear, that's the sukatan. If wala ka pa sa podcast ko, it means baka hindi pa ganun ka-strong yung bond natin. Just, joke lang. Hindi, joke lang. Marami naman kasing ka-close ko, pero ayaw mag-guest. Kasi nahihiya. So, yeah.
Yeah, wala kaming hiya.
Mga walang ya.
Baha-baha na ito, Mela. Pwede mo chop-chopin ng ilang episode.
Oh.
Chop-chopin. Let's see. Pero gusto ko i-squeeze into one.
Ilang oras na to?
Ayun. See. Good night.
Okay. But we have to love. See each
Let's
other
take
after
a pic.
COVID.
Mark, take a pic. Tapos send mo na lang.
Wait, ako din.
Ah, sige. Ako na nga din. Palaban.
Wait lang. I'll get my phone.
Alright. Thank you.
Okay. Who's first?
Mark first.
Smile. 1, 2, 3.
Me next. 1, 2. Yeah.
Oh my God. Di ba may ano dito sa Zoom? Parang pangpaganda ng mukha.
Wala.
Wala.
Wala
sa Messenger yun, yung filter.
Sure kayo?
Yes. Wait. I think sa Messenger.
Approve.
Yung beauty face?
Oo. Walang beauty face? God, what's this? Ito na nga. Huwag na. I look like shit. Ito na lang. Filter na lang sa phone. Okay. 1, 2, 3.
One more.
Wow. Sige. 1, 2, 3. Aww.
Story niyo. Re-repost ka. Post ko na yung story ko.
Bye, mom. Bye, guys. Good night. Have a nice life.
Bye-bye.
Bye.